I'm talking today with Celeste DeWalt. She is the executive director of the California Association of Museums down in Santa Cruz, where they are very excited about something that Snoopy is going to be doing to help them out. Tell us what he's doing.
Well, Snoopy is now a wonderful mascot for museums across the state of California. We're very happy to be launching a statewide initiative to get Snoopy on an official California license plate. He will be doing a happy little dance on the left-hand side as soon as we pre-sell 7,500 orders. And we are well on our way. We already have over 4,000 pre-orders.
What did it take to get permission to use the Snoopy image?
We are very fortunate to have the support of the Schultz family and of Peanuts Worldwide and all the other people that are involved in Peanut franchise. Jeannie Schultz has been a wonderful supporter for a number of years. And because it's an official license plate, it has taken quite a few years for us to get everything in alignment. We did have over 11,000 people sign up online and say they were interested in purchasing a plate. Now we just need all of those people to follow through and place their pre-order at this time.
Once it's approved, how does the process work? How much does it cost, and what portion of that goes to the museums?
That probably will take a minimum of 6 months. The money that's generated from the plates will go into an official grant program through the state of California and will be directly re-granted out to museums through a competitive process. Any museum will be eligible, but they will have to apply for that funding because there are over 1,400 museums in the state of California. Everything from art museums, science centers, zoos, children's museums, history museums, aquariums, those are all museums.
What kind of income are you projecting to be able to work with?
These programs are very modest in the beginning, but over time, these programs will start to generate additional money. It is sort of a large threshold for us to reach that pre-sale to 7,500. But after you make that, you then get put onto the applications for any license plates on their website and on their official application process. Then every driver is going to see this as an option for them. And at that point, over, 5 to 10 years, the amount of money definitely will grow as more and more people want Snoopy doing his happy dance on their car.
What's the actual cost of the special plate?
For a regular sequential plate, it's $50 the first year and then $40 to renew each year after that. If people want a personalized plate, then it's $98 the first year and $78 to renew each year after that.
And do you have a deadline to get to the 7,500 signups?
We want to get there as soon as possible. We do officially have 1 year, 12 months, during which we can try to reach that 7,500 minimum number of orders, but we don't want this to take 12 months. We want to reach that goal as soon as possible.
Well, good luck with that, and thanks very much for taking time to talk with us today.
Thank you very much.